was a good win for you guys tonight?
That was, wasn't always pretty. I think, you know, they had a real good push, especially in the beginning of the game. Made it uncomfortable for us, and I thought we could have managed the puck a little bit better, been a little bit sharper defensively, but what I liked is we found a way to win anyway, and you know, we got some key goals at key times, and the power play came through again, and then in the third I thought we did what we had to do. We could have made a few more plays maybe, but I think we had a willingness to close the game out, and get pucks in, and win our battles, and keep our shift short, and that's what we needed to do.
Are you taking them out of their game?
I have no idea. I think we're just playing hard, and we know they have a skilled group, and they're getting their chances, they're getting their looks, and you know, Delia's made some big saves for us. I think we just feel that we play 5-on-5 as much as we can. We match up pretty well, and you know, it's still, job's not over yet, and you know, we expect, you know, they were desperate tonight, they'll be even more desperate next game, so we got to respond to that.
Was that the message in the locker room after the game, that it's not over yet?
We haven't talked so much about Thursday yet, more just dealt with tonight, sort of what I said to you guys, you know, wasn't our best. We could clean it up a little bit, but we found a way anyway, and I like the third. As I said, we played, did what was necessary to win, and that's what you got to do come this time of year.
How big was that 5-on-3 kill in the second period to kind of take that chance away?
Yeah, we were desperate, and we found a way to get some clears, and you know, and then we go and score on our 5-on-3 right away. So you know, it's a pretty big swing in the game, and so that was huge.
This is the first game that Timo Polkinen hasn't been able to score against you guys in a while. What was kind of the key to shutting him down tonight?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked at it, how many looks he got. We know he's got pretty good trigger, and we just, with that any skilled guy, we try to limit his looks and keep under the middle of the ice and take away his time and space. And you know, whether he did or not get some good looks tonight, I don't know. But I thought overall defensively we got better as the game went on, and you know, Deals made some big ones for us too.
High number of penalties in game one today, not much different. Do you feel like just special teams and power play is going to be the key to getting the series finished on Thursday?
Yeah, it does seem like that. I mean, we'd like to be on the kill less. I think so far it seems like the standard is, you know, what it is. It's, we got to adjust. You know, both teams are playing hard, and sometimes guys are falling down or you know, there's collisions, and it seems like they're gonna call it. So I guess we want to adjust as quick as we can. I thought our power play, you know, on the other side of it, you got to come through and get your chances, and we've done that.
What'd you think of the crowd out there?
Yeah, it was great. It's you know, first round is not always like that. So I think the guys are grateful for the support and the atmosphere, and it helps. Certainly the level is high out there, intensity is high. And as a player and as a coach, that's the kind of atmosphere you want to be in. So it's appreciated.
Jimmy, how would you describe the arc of Luke Johnson's season? Just all he can do for you, and you know, another solid game here tonight.
Yeah, he's been good. You know, second year pro, and he has taken a lot of responsibility. You know, leadership wise, wearing a letter, and you know, defensively, and he's been able to produce too. He's a big part of that power play unit we got going. I think it's been a great, you know, second year of growth for him, and he's a big part of our success. So I think his style of game and sort of his personality fits well with this type of year, or this time of year. So hopefully he can continue to do a really good job for us.
And Denning, Forsberg, you know, you got Svedberg back there, a lot of defensive veterans back there. Was that the key in that third period?
I think overall our whole group was pretty solid. We found a way to win the battles, especially around our net and at the blue lines. I thought we got pucks out and in when necessary. We got some size throughout our group, and sometimes that's nice to have. And I think we won the battles we need to win to be good defensively.
Why has your power play been so successful these first 2 years?
I think it's been successful for, you know, 6 weeks, 2 months. We've been real good for a while now, and it's really been a big part of our push here, that every time those guys go over the boards, they feel like they can make a difference in the game. And you know, come playoff time, if your special teams is better than theirs, then that's a big advantage. So we're moving the puck clean and getting looks, good looks to the net, and you know, winning pucks back and doing it again. And that's, you know, on the power play, that makes a big difference.
What's Colin Delia showing you through the first two games?
It's been solid for us. He's just continued where he left off in the regular season. He had an excellent second half, and you know, we know what we're going to get from him every night, which is you know, feels pretty good. And he's risen to the challenge here, first two games.
A lot of talk before the series about the guys that come down and then building that chemistry back up on the fly. What have you seen in these first two games? It looks like everybody's kind of molded in.
Yeah, I didn't expect there to be an issue, and there hasn't been. We've had these guys all year, so you know, we had, you know, a lot of them got the opportunity at the end to go up, but you know, they were a big part of our success down here, and so it's only natural for them to be back and help us to go as far as we can. And as far as fitting them in to the group, it's been a non-issue. We do have some depth, which is nice, and we're probably going to need it. So it's just a matter of us. We'll go, as we say, it's boring, one game at a time, but I really like it. We're playing right now, and we'll keep it going.
Thanks for
watching. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.